Chapter 8. Christian shot? Dead? Carrie Louise said. That's impossible.
Go and look for yourselves, said Miss Beliver angrily.
Louis Sericold put a hand on Carrie Louise's shoulder.
No, dearest, let me go.
He went out. Dr. Maverick and Miss Beliver followed him. Miss Marple gently led Carrie Louise to a chair. She sat down, her eyes looking hurt and shocked.
Christian, shot? She said again.
She sounded like a hurt, confused child.
But who could possibly want to shoot Christian?
Crazy,
Walter said quietly.
The whole lot of them.
Gina's young, startled face was the most vivid thing in the room. Suddenly, the front door opened, and together with a rush of cold air, a man in a big overcoat came in. His cheerful greeting seemed shocking.
Hello, everybody. A lot of fog on the road. I had to drive very slowly.
Miss Marple saw that this must be the other Restaric brother, Alex. But where Stephen was thin, the newcomer was a much bigger young man, handsome and with all the authority and good humor that success brings to some men. He said doubtfully,
You were expecting me, weren't you? You got my telegram?
He was speaking now to Carrie Louise. She put her hand out to him. He took it and kissed it gently with real affection.
Alex, dear, things have been happening.
My brother Christian,
Mildred said with a grim relish that Miss Marple disliked,
has been shot dead.
Good grief,
Alex said, clearly upset.
Suicide, do you mean? Oh, no. Carrie Louise said, it couldn't be suicide, not Christian.
Uncle Christian would never shoot himself, said Gina.
When did this happen? Asked Alex.
About, 3 or 4 minutes ago, I suppose, said Gina. Why, of course, we heard the shot, only we didn't notice it. You see, there were other things going on.
Juliet Beliver came into the hall.
Mr. Sericold suggests that we all wait in the library for the police, except for Mrs. Sericold. You've had a shock, Carrie. I'll take you up to bed.
Rising, Carrie Louise shook her head.
I must see Christian first. She looked round. Come with me, will you, Jane?
The two women moved out through the door, past the main staircase in the dining room, past the side door to the terrace, and on to the guest room that had been given to Christian Gulbranson. It was furnished as a sitting room, more than a bedroom, with a bed on one side and a door leading into a dressing room and bathroom. Christian had been sitting at the desk with a typewriter in front of him. He sat there now, fallen sideways in the chair. Louis Sericold was standing by the window looking out into the night. He turned.
My dearest, you shouldn't have come.
Oh, yes, Louis. I had to see him. One has to know how things are.
She walked slowly towards the desk.
He was shot deliberately by someone? Murdered?
Oh, yes.
She stood looking down at the dead man. There was sadness and affection in her face.
Dear Christian, she said. He was always good to me.
Softly, she touched the top of his head with her fingers.
Bless you and thank you, dear Christian.
Louis Sericold said with more emotion than Miss Marple had seen in him before,
I wish I could have saved you from this.
His wife shook her head gently.
You can't really save anyone from anything, she said. Things always have to be faced sooner or later. And therefore, it had better be sooner.